Good morning, and welcome to our annual Veterans Day Assembly. We would like to welcome our guests as well as our veterans.
Got a great program put together for you with lots of student representation. Congratulations to our middle school 7th and 8th grade band under the direction of Mr. Matt Lenhart. Thank you. Great way to start the morning. In a moment here, would you please rise? We'll have the presentation of colors by the color guard from the Elderberry. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Remove your hats, and then if you would remain standing for our Pledge of Allegiance by high school ASB President Peter Kowalski, and then the singing of our national anthem by senior choir member Brooklyn Dormer. Please rise, remove your hats for the presentation of our colors.
Please join me in singing the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Thank you. You may be seated. And now our high school concert band, again under the direction of Mr. Matt Lenhart, will play the Armed Forces Medley, followed by a separate Coast Guard anthem. Veterans, again, we encourage you to stand during the playing of your branch's song. Council, may please make your way down. A few of you over here and a few in the band here. All right, this is our Mikoff Middle School Student Council. They will be answering the question, what is a veteran, in their own words.
A veteran is someone who has risked their life for the freedom of our country. Their sacrifices shape the values of America. They stand up for what they believe in and show tremendous respect for our rights and liberties. Veterans continue to set a high standard and example for their fellow citizens after their honorable service. Thank you, veterans.
Veterans are not only people in a war, but all the military. They are the Army, Coast Guard, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force. They train a lot, and some save lives, others fight for a way of life. Veterans are inspirations. Thank you, veterans.
A veteran is someone who has served for our country. A veteran is someone who has kept us safe.
My grandfather is a veteran, and my uncle is also one. Both of them left their families so everyone in America could live. A veteran is someone who has prepared to die for our country.
Veterans are courageous and brave, fighting for their country and risking their lives knowing they might not come home, risking everything for us. When everything has gone wrong, they still stand tall. Thank you, veterans, for everything.
Veterans are the brave men and women who have fought for us and their country, but now they are home. And they also have a different perspective on more than we do. I myself have several relatives who are veterans. My great-grandfather, Oliver Hofstede, was actually going to be drafted into Europe during World War II, but the Navy realized they didn't have any boats patrolling the Alaskan waters, so they decided to keep all these Alaskan boys who grew up on the water to be sent up north. My grandpa Oliver was one of those boys who spent World War II patrolling the waters looking for Japanese submarines and a wood sailing boat. I also want to draw attention to someone who fought for his country, even though his original home was Japan. I'm actually thinking about Kido. Back in World War II, the Japanese were put into internment camps because the US was afraid that they could be spies for Japan. Donald Harry Kido was born in one of these internment camps in 1942. He was a Petersburg, Alaska resident. He fought and died in Vietnam proudly for his country. The Kido Bridge out the road was named in honor of him and his service. I greatly appreciate all the efforts and sacrifices veterans have made to make this nation great, land of the free, home of the brave.
Veteran is a man or a woman that has dedicated their life for the country. They are willing to give up their life to serve the country and protect our freedom from harm. I have many people in my family that are former military personnel. My father, Tommy Fisher, served in Iraqi Freedom 3. My great aunt Louise Jackson and my great uncle Marvin both served in Germany. My great uncle Frank served in Vietnam. My uncle George Mergenthal wasn't in any active wars or sent overseas, but he is still a veteran for this country. I am very thankful to every man and woman who has served this country and dedicated their life for every citizen in the U.S.
Hi, I'm Elias Ford. Veterans are people who, out of pure integrity and duty, leave their loved ones to keep America safe for people they might not even know. I believe that there is no more generous of an act that veterans and persons who are currently serving can commit for the people of the U.S. No matter how challenging the task or emotions that they feel, veterans persisted. Veterans, I give you my respect.
Good morning. My name is Lucas Stormer. A veteran is a person who wants to make a difference and stands up to do what's right. A veteran is someone who will run into the face of danger, knowing that they may not go home, but are willing to do it for their country and to fight for all the others that can't fight for themselves. In the end, a veteran is a person who will sacrifice the life they could have spent as a totally different person, but instead chose to use it to serve their country. Thank you, veterans.
Thank you to our Mitkoff Middle School Student Council. I'd like to welcome Mr. Lenhardt and the fourth and fifth grade in singing America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mr. Kowalski and the student council from the elementary school. They will be answering what the attributes of a veteran are.
Stedman Elementary School Student Council have these words of virtue to describe our veterans. Integrity. Integrity is having the quality of honesty and having strong moral principles. Veterans display the virtue by protecting our country. Thank you for making sacrifices for us. Thank you for serving. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is being eager and excited for what you're doing. Veterans are not enthusiastic to go to war, but ready to sacrifice their life for our sake. All because of veterans, we're able to live a life without war in America. Thank you for serving. Veterans are loyal. They display this virtue by never giving up. Our lives are better because they are loyal and fight for our country to the very end. Unselfishness, willing to put the needs or wishes before one's own. Our veterans risk their lives to protect our country. They've made our lives better because they have ensured our freedom. Thank you. Decisiveness. It means the ability to make decisions quickly and effectively. Veterans show decisiveness when they must change their plan if something goes wrong. It makes our lives better when veterans show decisiveness because it helps them win the battle for our freedom. One of the 14 qualities of leadership is initiative. Soldiers take initiative. Soldiers are trained to meet the challenge to win the freedom. Thank you, soldiers, for taking the initiative.
Bearing. Bearing means which path or direction you will follow. The veterans chose to follow their path and risk their lives for us. Our lives are better because they chose to give us freedom. Thank you, veterans.
Judgment is the ability to make decisions or come to conclusions based on facts. Judgment also includes common sense. Veterans display judgment. Veterans display judgment, sacrificing their lives in battle for the good of our country and our flag. Our lives are better due to the judgment of our veterans because it gave us freedom.
Tact means that you know the right time and place to talk about something. Veterans had to have tact so they could talk about their plans discreetly. Thank you for serving our country.
Knowledge. The definition of knowledge is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. Each veteran was trained for a specific job so that as a whole they could accomplish great feats to protect our country and freedom. We enjoy our family because of their knowledge and sacrifices.
Strength in the face of pain or grief. Veterans display these virtues because they know that if they don't fight, then no one else will, and everyone loses freedom. This made our lives better because we are equal, have rights, and are no longer afraid.
Mm.
Wow, great job, Elementary Student Council. Fantastic. Next up, our freshman honors class, under the direction of Mrs. Jill Lenhard, will be reciting the Gettysburg Address. Come on up. Mr. Jack Engel.
I will be reading the Gettysburg Address, which was delivered by Abraham Lincoln on November 19, 1863. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little know nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Jack, thank you. Now Mrs. Carol Candle could come out as a special presentation of some of our veteran quilts, and she's going to have students help distribute, I believe, about 10 of these quilts, and she will give you more information. So come on up, Mrs. Candle.
Ring Country Quilters a few years ago decided to join the Quilts of Valor Foundation in making quilts for veterans, as we wanted to show our appreciation in a way that would be tangible for them. And that we started in 2016, and as of today we will have awarded 84 quilts. And nationally there have been about 234,000 quilts awarded to veterans throughout the country. One thing, if you know a veteran and aren't sure that we have his or her name on the list, would you stop by our table there and let me know after we're done here? I'd appreciate it, because we do want to cover every veteran in Petersburg, including the Coast Guard, which means so much to those of us who make our living on the water. Six of the quilts that we're going to award today were made with the help of PHS students last December, might have been the 20th, the last day of school before Christmas vacation, in the community service time. We started 8 quilts, and 6 of them are being presented today. And we are going to continue doing this because it went really well. And so those kids who came and sewed with us last community service day, if you're here, would you please come forward? And the ASB Council is going to help us.
Great.
So Leah, see, we have Leah, Aaliyah, is it Aaliyah? Aaliyah, and Svea, one of the exchange students, is no longer here. Leah Kittums and Aaliyah Felizardo made this quilt with the help of our mentor from Rain Country Quilters, Katrina Burrell. And would you come up, Katrina? And we are awarding this quilt to Richard Burrell, who is in Army Vietnam. I forgot to tell the veterans that if you want to, you can just stand in place so you don't have to make your way down here. One thing I forgot to mention is we do put a label on each quilt saying who it's for, what branch of service they were in, and who also worked on it. And the one thing, the greeting we have, it says, in appreciation for all you have sacrificed for our country, please accept this quilt with our deepest gratitude. And this quilt is going to Frank Freeman, and it was made by Althea Malone, Kenzie Morrison, Dino Brock got in on the action for about 5 minutes, and Ginger Evans. Frank, would you please stand? Here comes. We are trying to be somewhat organized here. That Frank was a career Navy man, and he spent a lot of time in subs and other time in surface craft. Our next veteran is from Navy, and we don't have a student here who worked on this quilt. She moved away or graduated, I'm not sure. Sue Flint and Chris Kissinger were mentors that helped with it, and this quilt is going to Leonard Engel, who was deployed to the Cuban crisis. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but a lot of these are the same pattern. Trying to teach 20 kids how to make a few different patterns was not a good idea. So we chose this one. It's called Rail Fence, and it's a very good beginner quilt. So they're all the same pattern, but it's amazing how different they can look. Our next recipient was in the Marines, and he was also at the Cuban crisis. And the student that worked on this one with Wendy Westry as a mentor is Keston Lyons. Is Keston here? Okay, we can have the ASB award this to Stan Eilenberger. The next quilt is going to Brian House, who was in the Army Signal Corps Intelligence Unit and was deployed to Korea. The kids that worked on this were Clarissa Boshoff, Julie Olson, Vilya Janki, Cara Newman, and then Sue Flint was the mentor on this one. So Brian, thank you for your service. And And last of the school quilts, we have another Army veteran. And the kids that sewed on this one were Maria Funt, Latham Johnson, and Kylie Simbahone, mentored by Kathy Reamer. And this is a Vietnam veteran as well, Carl Holland. One of the quilts that has already been presented was sewn by Clayton Martinson and his grandma Chris Kissinger, and it went to his grandpa Jim Martinson Sr., who was in the Air Force. We have five more quilts, but if we're running out of time, let's just do it. I'm gonna name you, so go ahead and stand up. Rod Herbant Branson, Army, deployed to Japan. Chris Kissinger is a quilt maker. Doug Weldy, U.S. Air Force, Vietnam. Susan Holmes. Floyd Thompson, Navy. Liz Bacon. I think he's in the back row, Liz. Floyd. Floyd Thompson, is he here? I thought so. Butch Anderson, Navy, Sharon Wecon. And it's really nice to be able to put a name and a face together. And the last one goes to Rex Friend, Marines, Vietnam, Chris Kissinger. Thank you very much to all of you veterans, and we hope to continue this project until we're done with our list of 150, and we're well on our way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol and the quilters. That was fantastic. Really neat. Up next, our Advanced Placement English class is coming forward to recite John Fitzgerald Kennedy's inaugural address. We would ask the audience to please hold your applause until the end of the address.
John F. Kennedy, born on May 29th of 1917 in Massachusetts, was praised by many for his excellent public speaking skills. He was able to convey his ideas to the country of America in a way that no one had done before. His inaugural address, given on January 20th of 1961, is a shining example of this. We observe today not a victory party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you in Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago.
The world is very different now. For man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe, the belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of their revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. Born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today, at home and around the world.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. This much we pledge, and more. To those old allies whose cultural and spiritual origins we share, we pledge the loyalty of faithful friends. United, there is little we cannot do in a host of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do, for we dare not meet a powerful challenge at odds and split asunder.
To those new states, whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away merely to be replaced by far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom. And to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside. To those people in the huts and villages of half the globe, struggling to break the bond of mass misery, we pledge our best efforts to help them help themselves. For whatever period is required, not because the communists may be doing it, not because we seek their votes, but because it is right. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich.
To our sister republic south of the border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds in a new alliance for progress, to assist free men and free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our neighbors know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. And let every other power know that this hemisphere intends to remain the master of its own house. To that world assembly of sovereign states, the United Nations, our last best hope in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace. We renew our pledge of support to prevent it from becoming merely a forum for invective, to strengthen its shield of the new and the weak, and to enlarge the area in which its writ may run.
Finally, to those nations who would make themselves our adversary, we offer not a pledge, but a request, that both sides begin anew the quest for peace, before the dark powers of destruction unleashed by science engulf all humanity in planned or accidental self-destruction. We dare not tempt them with weakness, for only when our arms are sufficient beyond doubt can we be certain beyond doubt that they will never be employed. But neither can two great and powerful groups of nations take comfort from our present course, both sides overburdened by the cost of modern weapons, both rightly alarmed by the steady spread of the deadly atom, yet both racing to alter that uncertain balance of terror that stays the hand of mankind's final war.
So let us begin anew, remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness and sincerity is always subject to proof. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let both sides explore what problems unite us instead of belaboring those problems which divide us. Let both sides, for the first time, formulate serious and precise proposals for the inspection and control of arms, and bring the absolute power to destroy other nations under the absolute control of all nations.
Let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of its terrors. Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the deserts, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depths, and encourage the arts and commerce. Let both sides unite to heed in all corners of the earth the command of Isaiah to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. And if a beachhead of cooperation may push back the jungles of suspicion, let both sides join in creating a new endeavor, not a new balance of power, but a new world of law, where the strong are just and the weak secure and the peace preserved.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin. In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than mine, will rest the final success or failure of our course. Since this country was founded, each generation of Americans has been summoned to give testimony to its national loyalty. The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service surround the globe. Now the trumpet summons us again, not as a call to bear arms, though arms we need, not as a call to battle, though embattled we are, but a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle, year in and year out, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Can we forge against these enemies a grand and global alliance, north and south, east and west, that can assure a more fruitful life for all mankind? Will you join in that historic effort? In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. Finally, whether you are citizens of America or citizens of the world, ask of us here the same high standards of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you. With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Please rise and pay respect to those Petersburg veterans who have passed away in the past year and remain standing for the retirement of the colors. Thank you. Thank you to Latham Johnson. Thank you to all of our veterans and our guests today. We appreciate you all being here for our Veterans Day Assembly. I believe Mr. Lenhard and the band has another, no, okay. All right, I'm not gonna make them play something else. What's that? Thank you again to everyone who was able to come today. We appreciate it. Now we do have some music to begin walking out today. We'll start with our elementary students first, and we'll be released. Thank you all for coming.